of 17 to chase down my own version of the American dream. Cowboy boots, a tie-dye dress, and mom's old minivan. If a girl like me can do it, sister, I believe anybody can. Oh, the land, she is my mother.
Began with the title. I walked into Bob Shapiro's office and he said, I got a title, American Daughters. And I was like, okay, what are we going to, what do you mean? And he's like, you know, the land is my mother, freedom is my father. What do you think? And I'm like, dude, that is the best idea ever. I was like, what if it was just your life story? And, you know, it's like you can do anything no matter where you are, who you are, how you screwed up and what you want to do. You know, it's America and you can make it work, you know? And he was like, and he, I mean, it wasn't like that was my idea. It was like his idea, you know? It's like I walked in and, but that was one of those things. It was a magical day and we just kind of let it come out and it was really easy to write. I write really easily with Bob DePiro.
Resurrection Bay, Alaska, where the Flint Hills roll in Kansas, Times Square, New York City, the Mississippi Delta, anywhere in Texas, Redstone, Colorado, Sedona, Arizona, the PCH in California, it's all home sweet home. Oh, cause the land.
I just want to give everyone in Lawrence a sense of what I've been running around doing for the last few years.
The last 9 years.
Exactly. Well, that would include some other types of songs, but but I can show them what I've been doing now, so it's going to be really great, though.
How big
It'll be
band?
Like a homecoming.
How big is your band? How many people do you have?
Oh, there's two guitar players, bass, drum, keys. So, a good crew, a good group of guys. I love them.
Do you sing primarily, or do you play some guitar, piano on stage, or anything like that?
I sing. I sing. No, I do not play on stage. Ugh. That would be horrible. That would be really bad.
What do you play? Out of curiosity.
I mean, I guess I play guitar, but I hold it in such high regard that I don't say, I say I don't play guitar, because I piss myself off when I play guitar.
Yeah.
I just make myself mad. It doesn't sound the way I want it to sound.
She was precious like a flower. She grew wild, wild, but innocent. Perfect prayer in a desperate hour. She was everything, beautiful and different. Stupid boy, you can't fence that in. Stupid boy, it's like holding back.
Stupid boy is just, if I was a bell, this last year and you were to ring me, that would have been the song that would have come out. You know? The other thing about Stupid Boy that's different than the other ones is that that's the one that's had some success, like real success. And it's, I'd be lying if I didn't say that that changes your view of the song. Obviously, if Keith put it out and it just didn't do anything and never got out of the 30s, or, you know, then I would have been like, oh, God, you know, but it spoke to so many people that you're really proud of it because it turns into something bigger than you, you know.
It was originally written from a very female perspective, wasn't it?
Yes. It was. And that's the whole thing about it. Although when he told me that he wanted to cut it, it didn't seem weird. I didn't think about it twice. I thought, fucking A, buddy, put it out. You know, I was like, woo! You know, I totally didn't even think twice about it, but it was definitely a female song. Like Keith Urban, I know, he just put so much passion into his music that I thought he's going to hit it out of the park, you know? I sing songs, and I sing songs that are guy songs, that have lyrics about girls, and I feel stupid. I'd rather just sing the song and not change the lyric around to make it work for a girl. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Song's a song, you know? Making all my money right now off of my publishing, my publishing deal, which is those people believe in me as a writer, and they think of situations for me to be in that would be good for my creativity and for me as a writer, and they hook me up with different creative people, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what that means.
Well, I know that Keith Urban did your song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Totally. But beyond that, I met all the people that I know now. Like, all the people that I work with now, I've met because of that one relationship with my publisher.
Yeah.
She's like my primary relationship. But yeah, I wouldn't have any of this stuff going if it wasn't for my writing, you know? I don't want to sit in across the room with a 50-year-old man and have him have to make every line his when I'm going, dude, you don't know anything about this. But if it's his idea and I'm sitting in the room, then, you know what I mean? That makes sense.
Does that happen? I mean, you're collaborating with people who are basically, you know, twice your age. And...
Oh, yeah. I write with, you know, people all ages, you know? Some of the guys that are that age are actually, you know, great writers. Craig Wiseman, you know, Bob DePiro, these guys that have had millions of number one hits. It's like, some of the guys you get together with, they're like that, whatever, but they're not that good. But most of the guys, you know, that have had all those hits, it's not luck. You know, they're really great and they're able to get outside of their own reality and work on someone else's. And, you know, try and write about someone else's life, you know? It's pretty crazy.
Jayhawks play tonight at 8:30. We're all dressed up in the crimson and blue. Mama's pissed about the house being dirty. Daddy's got his eyes glued to the tube. Seems like the rest of the world keeps turning, evolving and solving mysteries unknown. From where I'm sitting, there's one thing certain: nothing ever changes back home. She never had.
never changes back home. Yeah, but somebody go and tell Bumpy that the world didn't end when Carrie didn't win. 'Cause dinner with the family wouldn't be no fun if he don't come.
My Grandpa Herbie and my Grandpa Bumpy got into an argument one Christmas, or one Thanksgiving, a political argument about the president recently. That was like 3 or 4 years ago. And Bumpy, well, my other grandpa, wouldn't come over to the house because he had said something rude to Herbie one time, and Herbie, him kind of got into it. Anyway, I was thinking, it's so funny, and then my grandma is so funny, and my mom is so funny, and our cat is so funny that pukes all over the floor. I thought, I just need to write a song about this place, you know? It's like, God. You know, I come from a really normal family. So I figured a lot of people would be able to relate to it, and I kind of knew the way I wanted the music to sound in it, and it was just funny. It was something that I thought about for a few months before we ended up writing it. But
well, thank the good Lord that one thing is certain. Nothing ever changes back home. No. Nothing ever changes back home. Yeah, it just stays the same.
The thing is, there's not as many country songwriters, artists of nowadays that I really listen to very much, because I'm trying to compete with them, so I don't listen to their music because I don't want to sound like them. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah.
I get more listen to it and go, ah, yeah, whatever, I'll go. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, but how often do you pop on modern country radio, and you know, what are your impressions generally?
Oh, okay. Well, definitely Keith Urban is the coolest. Lots of more nowadays. I turn it on and it's more like listening to people you know. Like, I know Toby Keith is a badass, you know, just as a person. So when I hear his music, sing along to his songs, but I'm more inspired by just his story of how he made it, you know, and Faith Hill.
You've met him?
Yeah, I've met him. I've met a lot of them. We're going to have dinner tonight, actually, with Jay DeMarcus in Rascal Flatts.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good friend of mine. I love them. I love the Flatts. I love, God. Little Big Town. That's an act I do like.
Yeah.
Damn good.
So, you know, you buddied up with these famous folks, huh?
What's that?
You're all buddy-buddy with all the famous country rockers. Way to go.
Yeah, it's a community.
Yeah. Really, though, I mean, like, even at the, you know, top of the pile, you know, people still pretty friendly?
There isn't really a top of the pile anymore. I mean, I guess there is. I mean, there's Kenny Chesney. There's Rascal Flatts. And I guess, no, they don't hang out with us anymore. But but it's like, but it is, when you're around them, most of them, I mean, I can honestly say there's been two or three people that have been really bitchy to me, you know, which will go unnamed. And there's no need for it, you know. It's like, in my mind, in the dream world, I would want everyone to be friends and hang out, make music together. That's part of the thing that turns me off most about lots of modern day music, contemporary pop, rock, and country, is that it's so segregated. And it's not our fault, you know, it's radio, you know, the Clear Channel and, you know, Citadel that was buying out all the radio stations and making everything so freaking competitive, you know? So you have to define yourself so much, and you have to guard your territory, and it's just ridiculous, you know?
Yeah. It seems like to succeed as a female, you know, country singer, you have to have some sort of identity that you carve out. You know, everybody's got to have.
Yeah, a little statement. You got to have like a little banner that you put by your name, which is so stupid. I totally hate that. I really do. I just think that's ridiculous. But hopefully, it won't have to be that way. I mean, the thing is, the media is changing so much with the internet that anybody that's anybody can just put out a record. So, in order to like really sell your stuff, that's why they're doing that. You know. Hopefully, you know, it'll all settle out and it won't be that way for much longer. You know, but
yeah. Well, I just figured when you get to the level you're at where you have producers and publishers, you know, around you, that there's probably some pressure to, you know, do a certain song or act a certain way. Have you felt that at all?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Like, hardcore. Totally. But it's totally in your mind. Because the reason why they're working with me in the first place is just because I am me. And you just got to be yourself and you got to live your life, you know, and the more I can do to let go of stuff and not hoard things and just go let things be free and open, the better, you know, because you're a better human being, you know. It's like I don't ever want to be the redneck woman, you know, like Gretchen Wilson. It's like she came out and she had to, you know, stick with, I mean, she's so much more than just that one song. Yet, she did that song so well. But that's all people want to hear from her now. It's just a horrible place to be in as an artist. I never want to be in that spot, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can you give me a couple of examples of times where you might have felt a little bit of pressure to act like somebody different than who you are?
Yes. There was a song that I recorded, back when I recorded all that other stuff, that I didn't write. That was, it had a terrible lyric that both of my producers hated, but we cut an awesome track on it. Like, the band kicked so much ass, and it turned out so good. This is undeniable pop hit, but it wasn't me. You know, I didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't write it. I didn't play on it. I did sing the vocal. Came up with a cool vocal hook on it, but there was something inside of me that knew that I was kind of selling out by doing it, you know. And everyone was just going, "Okay, this is the song, this is the song, this is the song," and I just went, "You know what? It's not the song." And I just totally just, even though I was kind of sad because I didn't like the song, you know, I didn't feel like it was the right move. It's not the time to go for the big money song, you know, because I don't feel like I've made it yet. I know in a lot of people's minds, they feel like they say, "Oh, you made it." But in my mind, I'm like, I really haven't, you know. I haven't done what I'm trying to do yet. So I just didn't feel like it was the right time, and so I let it go, you know. And there's a lot of people that were like, it was called Terrible Twos.
Yeah.
And it's not on there, but you don't know it.
Yeah.
But I did record it. And, yeah. You know, floating around. I know people have it.
Yeah.
Kind of unnerving.
Give me an A for effort and an F for freaking out. I never said I'm smooth and I guess I prove that now. The scrapes my knees on the jungle gym. I was climbing in to be with you. It's times like these I gotta cut myself some slack, Jack.
Just a quintessential, like, Oops, I screwed up. Song, you know, it feels... It's such a good song for that, that actually when I sing it, it does make me feel better if I've had a bad day. But, and just began, that was probably, I wrote that, like, the day after my divorce. I think my divorce was final, like, right around that time, and I walked in the co-write and said, by God, my divorce, it was final yesterday, and I was, like, laughing about it, and how I had no one to celebrate it with, and they were like, it's so funny that you're so lighthearted about it, and I was like, well, you know, we were like, shine on, bring it. It was a good day. The drama conversations shine on the sticky situations. If I learn to lighten up, the sun is gonna shine on me. Yeah, yeah. Why can't I let my worries roll like water off my back and treat all of life's craziness like a comedy and laugh? Or am I gonna keep on making everything much harder than it is? No, 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 no. Shine on. In order for things to happen in anywhere, but especially in the music business, it's a lot of hard work, getting a lot of people with money to believe in you. And then it takes more hard work, and it takes lots of luck. Timing. And I think at the time that my first single came out, they were real choosy. They picked a ballad, and which is not characteristic for a new act. They picked a ballad, and at the time that they put it out, the biggest station in the country that actually, it's the biggest station, and they also take chances on new people. They closed. It was in L.A., so, KZLA, they closed, like, within 2 weeks of my first single being out. So, it was kind of a shock where there was a lot of spins that we were going to be getting there that we didn't get. And, honestly, they pushed it and pushed it. It went down into the 20s, and they thought, you know, we'd rather not keep pushing this. We'd rather pull out and take... you know, a new single into the market as soon as the new year comes around. So they stopped promoting Innocence, and then they put out a new single. Well, the people that had believed in that single from the beginning, that radio stations were playing that second single. Is this making any sense?
Sure. Which song specifically are you talking about?
That Kind of Day.
Was the second single. Was the second one. And the first one was?
The first one was Innocence. So by the time they started pushing That Kind of Day, there was other radio stations that thought that should have been the first one, that had been playing it in big markets, and they wouldn't play it when it counted. And just the way the charts are right now, it's not a free, open market anymore. It's like every spin, it's just like cutthroat, you know?
About 2 hours too late, and now it's hard getting out of this bed. Man, my boyfriend was a pain in the butt last night. Now he's an ache in my head. I stubbed my toe on the dresser, and I guess it's too late to shower.
Right now what I'm trying to do is I'm going back in the studio, taking time off this fall, not time off, but getting back into writing. I'm going to take some vocal lessons. I want to get my craft to where it's like, oh, like a sound. You know how when Keith Urban comes on the radio, you know it's him. Like, he can sing, he can come on the radio singing, you know, like, burning down the house by a talking head or whatever. You know, it's like, or whatever, you know, some random weird thing, but you're going to know it's Keith Urban because of the way he plays guitar and the way he sings. I feel like I have yet to capture that on in the studio. And it's just it's an evolution. You know what it is? I think it's just getting older and just doing more work. And that's all there is to it. It's like, I'm bound to become better at what I do if I keep doing it. And I just don't feel like I've even done anything yet. I feel like, even though like I've gotten my music out there, you know, and it's taken a lot of work to get there, it's like, I'm 27 years old, you know. I'll probably be writing my best songs when I'm 50.